1939, I'd moved to Arizona because of my health. And my father decided that I looked healthy enough, and so he handed me what we called the yellow sheet, which was just a price list. He said, go out and see what kind of business you can drum up out here. There wasn't much going on in Arizona in those days. There was practically no industry at all. The milk carton hadn't come into being yet. The big industry in Arizona at that time, and still is mining, which doesn't use any paper boxes at all. But there was a powder company, the name of the Apache Powder Company, outside of Benson, Arizona. I think the railhead was called Curtis, Arizona. This was a wholly owned subsidiary of the Phelps Dodge Corporation. So the Keekever container had been experimenting with a solid fiber dynamite box, which of course was substantially cheaper than the wood dynamite box. I was sent a couple of samples of the solid fiber dynamite box, which at that point was being made at Three Rivers, Michigan. And also a price list, and told to go out to the Apache Powder Company and see if I could sell them. Well, that was quite an experience for me, and it took a little while, I suppose 4 or 5 months, I don't recall, before I actually got these fellows convinced that this was the wave of the future. I knew more than they did about the solid fiber dynamite box, because they knew absolutely nothing, and I knew right next to that.